Studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Go to the more goody with Adam Apper, and you get to hear and the plan and whatever. They're going to be moving to Arizona. Start next year, they'll start doing the Adam versus the Man Hour Monday through Friday from the, you know, Lone Prairie of. So they're going to, you know, Donna hooked them up and found them, you know, got them an idea, geography and where and what, and it's all good. But they're probably going to be up more towards in northern Arizona next to Dara Venetian. Do I got you there, Dara? Dara, where's she? Is she on Skype? No, lost it. Oh, she's going to... All right, we'll get her. This is... Dara is a city councilwoman in Pine Top Lakeside in northeastern Arizona, in the White Mountains up there. And she's been a really good, strong activist. She was at the Mises Circle with a couple weeks ago where Dr. Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell and Jeff Dice, Charles Goyette and everything was there. And so a lot of the Lovelution, I mean, the core of the Lovelution was there. And we got to introduce, I go, you want to know who the guys were in the state area? Why? Well, this be it right here. So they got to see and meet and press the flesh. And they were kind of, the one thing that surprised me more than anything else is there's so many different people at many different levels of activism, and they didn't quite understand it. You know, like what Dara does. Up in northeastern Arizona and the Constitutional County Project and her food bank efforts we'll hear about and her activism and being elected and all that, how closely it dovetails in with, you know, all the other people in the meetups and things down here with, you know, Ed Vallejo and John Laurie and Matt Papke and Andrea Garcia and, you know, myself. And, oh, you guys all know each other? I'm like, God, what are you, crazy? We're in Arizona, man. You know, that we all kind of feel, even though we're in different areas, they just kind of see different style and tactic, and they don't see the meshing of everything. We're all very supportive of each other's stuff. So they see different styles, and they kind of assume that they were different groups. They're just a big, giant cauldron of a melting pot of we're all in this together with different kinds of, you know, ladled out the different bowls, and we go infect, you know. So this is one thing I think surprised the Mises Circle guys. They didn't anticipate that. So there is, you know, a lot of things that are going on. So Adam would be doing his show from Northern Arizona starting next year. They're going to start building their Earth chip. He went to, you know, was it Taos or whatever, and, you know, kind of learned how to do his own design thing. And he goes, aquaponics? It's peopleponics. And I'm going, ew. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Dara, before the holidays, has come up with a, it's been working to where, you know, when a small town of, you know, 4,200 or something gets, you know, hundreds of people showing up. I mean, I don't know, how many people show up to get their 60 pounds of fresh produce, Dara?
Oh, we had about 550.
500, when was your last one? Just this weekend, right?
Yes, this is actually our first one. And what's really fun about it?
Wait! Stop! Time out.
Okay,
I thought
go
you
ahead.
Had you got a location. You've had other yeah. gatherings. You've done. You know, this is the first food thing, or first under this.
This is truly the first one that we ran.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been involved in another one, and I went, food brings people to the table.
Let's bring them
to the table, and then let's have change the conversation in the room.
Hey.
It's a Liberty Love Fest.
With food. I'm hip, man. I'm hip. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that one Star Trek. It's always Star Trek. And one Star Trek where Captain Kirk and Spock go back in time during the Depression of a hand has, you know, the woman, what was her actress name? She was in Dallas or whatever the hell, or Empire, who cares? Yeah, she's there, and she's talking about the future, and the guy goes, yep, now you got to pay for your meal. You know, you get there, you get the meal, but, man, part of the deal is you got to hear the lecture or the spiel. So it gives you an opportunity. Whenever you have food, you get to have you. Hey, you, let me tell you how you pay for this. You just sit there and listen for, you know, 13.3 minutes, okay? So when you get people coming, how are they witnessed to? How are they approached? How are they communicated with?
Well, what we had is we had the CCP booth set up, the Arizona Liberty Foundation.
I need you to yell into the microphone. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, is that better?
Thank you.
All right, so what we did is we had the Constitutional County Project was set up, the Liberty Foundation was set up, all of the booths were set up. So everybody comes in and they go through the market, before the Liberty Market, before they go in and pick up their food. And so everybody is touched from that aspect. They're hearing the message.
Is what? So you did it in your new facility, your building, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how big is this building?
8,000 square foot.
Woo! Okay, 8,000 square foot. I walk in the front door, and they're barcoded cattle, or they, you know, just put in, handed up something. You getting, you know, name, serial number, DNA sample. I mean, you know, how much communication or information they got to give to walk in your door?
Well, we have them pay everything online before they come in, so they pay their $15. So we've gathered at least their email address and their name.
All
That's
right.
it.
Got it.
And then we know who's coming and how many boxes they've purchased. They come in, and this is a monthly event, so they are exposed to Liberty once a month, basically.
Okay, now I'm looking on the graphics that we have up here. You got a bunch of car tables. This is like a big, giant warehouse. Let's go back to that. So it's high ceiling. It's very clean. It's white. You know, it's got, you know, you just got it organized there. How many people did you have to even help? This is not like Dara is just wheeling around with a cart doing this stuff. I mean, you got forklifts or something, right?
Yeah, we have forklifts that comes in the morning. It pulls off all the food off of the truck. And then we had about 20 volunteers.
Damn.
Come in, community members, and they all can't come in, and they sort the food, and they get everything ready, and they pull out the stuff that's not for human consumption, basically. And so all that's done on Friday, and then Saturday we open the doors, and we've got another set of about 20 volunteers.
Okay, so people have signed up. Why? How do they even know about it? How are they communicated that this exists?
It's all social media and word of mouth. And, of course, I was on several radio shows, all local. They're inviting this time they invite you to come on their show because now you're providing a community service. And so I did radio, newspaper, social media, word of mouth.
Okay. And how many people came your first time?
We sold about 550 boxes.
Damn.
Yes, crazy. And then, but, you know, they bring their spouse. We probably had about 700 people walk through the building on the first event.
Okay, so they walk in the building, and there's some registration of more than one person, I would hope. I mean, you know, how many people do you have at the, you know, check here?
I had three at the registration desk.
Okay, so
and
they
then
come...
I had one, yeah, one at the exit. So they
okay, so you had to have a line. I mean, there's actually a line here.
Oh, yeah, it's a big line.
Well, how long did this line, and, you know, I mean, damn, I got a line.
Well, initially, it was in the morning. They started lining up at about 7:30 in the morning. We opened at 8. And at 8 o'clock, everybody wants to show up. I think next time around, they'll understand they don't all have to be there at the same time, so it'll spread out throughout the day instead of it being a mad dash at 8 a.m., but
and what day
was
it? Saturday.
Pretty long.
Was it Saturday?
It's the third Saturday of every month.
Okay, so just one day. You're not going into Sunday.
No.
Okay. So it's Saturday. You do marketing on social media, word of mouth. You're on the local radio stations up there and everything. Come on down. $15, 60 pounds of fresh produce. Get some healthy. They walk in on Saturday morning. Don't got to be there at 7, 8, but they want to make sure they got theirs. They come in. They get in line. Need to shorten this line. Get more reception. Something. We're going to talk about, you know, how this gets really popular and you get their food.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
This is it's the first Saturday of each month, which is breakfast.
It's the third Saturday.
Third Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay, that helps. Because that's when the Breakfast Club is. So I was thinking one of us go. But third Saturday of each month, that puts it at the weekend right before Thanksgiving and Christmas is kind of the deal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my thing is that this would be a great opportunity. We've done this with the kids before. Now we got grandkids and so on. If we kind of make a day trip of it, go up there, that would be I don't know if we can do it this Christmas, kind of short notice. We've got other stuff going on. But, you know, if we go ahead, like January or whatever throughout the year, this is a activist opportunity. Bring the kids and like the little grandkids. There's probably a play area. Here's a bunch of toys. Go over there and kind of, you know, be somebody, or they stay with their parents, or do you got a daycare thing or what?
Well, we haven't done that yet. We've talked about it. This was our first one. We had a lot of ideas going forward. What I really want to promote is the Liberty Marketplace. And so that's in the middle of it is a big market.
Yeah, we missed it. We didn't get to that, you know, in the first. That's where we'll go when we come back, because we're up.
Right.
We're just up to there, stand in line and registering. You know,
they're standing in line, they're registered.
We'll get to that on air. But my thing is that as an activist, as an education thing, as kind of the soup kitchen deal, as it not being some kind of whatever, they're actually having to pay something, you know, they're going. This is a really good example as a kind of an activist bringing up children in this atmosphere of philanthropy or charity in the right way. You're getting something. You got to pay for your meal, a little bit of money and a little bit of exposure, a little bit why we're doing this. So this is, I think, a really good learning experience for the generation next here, of which we can take advantage of. So I'm going to kind of, you know, promote that concept. You start thinking about how we might be able to help with that.
Well, and then we have a bunch of kids that volunteer. They help all the old ladies take their produce out to their car. There's a bunch of that going on. We have the volunteers, and I've been working with them since May of this year. And so they're hearing me constantly. And these are the projects. These are the people that we're trying to get to. They are the ones on food stamps. They are the ones on government assistance. And so they're seeing it. They're watching what they're doing.
I'm hip. I'm wondering how our children and grandchildren can benefit from this experience. Because that's where the volunteers come in. Why are they volunteering? All right. We're coming back. Here we go.
Listen to LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 213-493-0309. That's 213-493-0309.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Dara Venezia, councilman in Pine Top Lakeside. She's from the government, and she's here to help. You know, how's that work? working out. You know, what did the city council, what did the guys say about this? You doing this, and all of a sudden you're getting hundreds of people, 700 whatever people showing up with, 500 baskets of here's some food, and they're going, damn it. We can't get a program?
I saw one council member come through. That's it, but that's all right.
They come through just a witness to get their basket or just to check it out or what?
One came in to get her basket. Yep. And
very
saw
cool.
Saw everything going on. So.
Okay, so this is the everything. Here we have a city councilman. She's up there going, she comes in and she's got to go through the gauntlet of the Liberty Market of some, damn it, we see what Dara's doing. What were you doing?
I was running around, just making sure everything ran smoothly.
No, I mean, as you go in, what's the first expense? I am here. My name's on the list. I pay. Give me my, my hand stamp, forehead number, whatever the hell you do.
Right. They come in, and then they go through a marketplace, and in that marketplace is where it's a soft approach to liberty. So you have the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You have and all of these different trades. The people that are in the market are people that are related to self-reliance. So not only do they sell goat's milk, soap, and candles, but they also teach people how to make them.
So they got little classes. Come to my thing.
Yeah.
I show you what. Okay.
Yeah.
So how many vendors? I mean, it's the first time. Did you have anybody having their own little shop space?
Well, yes, that's what we did. We had 13 vendors the first time.
Whoa. So I bet you a bunch of people in line go, hey, I can do that.
Uh-huh.
I want to be. How do I sign up to get my space?
And we've already had that happen, so we have 100% return on the vendors. They're all coming back.
Yeah, how did they do? I got 700-some people. How long did it go? It started, it's like 7, be ready at 7:30, and it went until when?
Well, we closed at 4, but it was pretty much wrapped up by about 2. About 2 o'clock, all the food was pretty gone for the most part.
Okay.
So
did the vendors make money?
So, yeah, some of them did. Sure, they made money, but a lot of them, we had a Montessori school there for alternative education. They weren't there to make money. They were there to give information out so people know that there's more than just the public school system available.
Yeah. Stop wars, home educate. I'm telling you, we're gearing it up, man. This week I build the screens and we're doing the stencils and we got Westbrook is coming over. Ed will do the thing. I got 300 signs on order already.
Nice.
So we're going to have us some fun. Are you going to put a couple up up there, you think? Maybe a couple?
Absolutely.
Couple. Score. Okay. So we're all over it. Yeah, this is I can see we're going to exactly what Dara is, the big giant neon flashing example of. That's one thing I was at the beginning. We lost you on the phone, whatever. What happened was I was explaining to them at the Mises Circle where we had Dr. Paul speak and so on. They were surprised about Arizona. I kind of got the impression they thought that, there was DARA, and there was the meetup, and there was a Constitutional County thing, and there was, the political guys, and kind of, Garcia, and there was kind of, all these different people, and it didn't, I'm talking to Jeff Dice later, he didn't realize that we all coordinated with each other and helped and supported and cross-meshed of it's freaking Arizona. They didn't get
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, why would they think, that was surprising to me. I thought they knew.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the Liberty Movement has brought me so many friends that are like family members, and we do feed off of each other, and that's how we make this successful. One of the Borderlands came up for this particular event, and they watched us, and they said, hey, do you want to expand? Would you be open to running another one in Flagstaff and in Kingman?
The Borderlands, the who?
Borderlands Food Bank. They're the ones that we get our food from. So they're wanting us to expand. So if we can take this message and we can run, in a larger area, we could probably do 1,000 people
every
day.
Okay, now think about this. You have the Salvation Army does this kind of, or St. Mary's Food Bank here in Arizona, and you have, the Salvation, they do this for what purpose? I mean, is it to employ some people, or you get, I'm wondering what their thing is, and then as opposed to you getting support and all these volunteers and everything to promote freedom, are they in with that? Do they understand that?
One of the things that we did especially because of all of the other nonprofits, they came to us and said, hey, we want food. Of course they do. So I said, well, we'll do that, but I'll tell you what we'll do is we will run mini promotions for you. We will run a food drive for the Love Kitchen, and we will get people to donate boxes to your effort, but they will pay for the boxes. You go out and promote it from your end. Instead of them just standing there with their hands out, now they have to actually do some work behind it. So we had the Love Kitchen, which is they serve lower-income families up here. We had the Fisher of Men's for Veterans. We actually donated, not donated in our own dollars, but the community donated about 6,000 pounds worth of food to those organizations.
And then they promoted.
And they promoted.
Okay, and they were part of this event this last weekend.
They were part of promoting it, but they were not actually part of the event. But it was an incentive for them to go out and promote it, rather than, well, we're going to get the food anyway.
Okay, so this is, they're going through the self-sustaining of, I can make my own. I tell you, have you gotten any Adonis soaps? You know, I won't use anything else. I had, like, you know, just getting older and skin kind of whatever. I'm like, what the heck? And I just stopped. I just go, I'm not putting no more lotions, no more crap, no more nothing. I just use Donna's soap, and I'm, like, healthy. You know, I look like I'm, you know, like I'm not, you know, like old and stuff. You know, I mean, well, you know, as much as I can be. But, you know, this is, so I'm going, if people stop smearing petrochemicals all over themselves every day, all day, you know, that would have a big thing to do with health.
It has,
I am sure.
We have a vendor that shows you how to make cleaning.
Ah.
Cleaning thing with no chemicals.
There you go.
Here's
see?
How you do it naturally.
And this is, and a lot of times it's cheaper. You buy it in bulk.
It is cheaper.
You go and you get a bunch of stuff. You have a few women do the half day. Donna did it with Macy a couple times, I think. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was her mom was here, and then she did it with Macy. And Tim Fry probably got his batch of soap by now. He's like, yay!
Well, what's happening is that she sells the supplies, but then she also teaches the classes to other people. And then we use the building. We have seating for 180 people in an education center. We call it the Hearts and Minds Education Center.
Oh,
and so,
man.
So then they come in there. So they're getting the information during the Liberty Market, and then they come back for these various events throughout the month.
You know, it's going to be impossible for them to unseat you. Do you even want to run again? I mean, is this a position of you give a crap? You go, yeah, I'll show up for the meetings, but I'm out here doing the work, you know? It's got, yeah, whatever. You know, you guys, I'll be here just to say how much you suck by example, you know? All right, we'll talk about that when we come back, her actual, you know, city councilwoman hat and how that overlaps, if it does. What, you know, just, you know, we're just getting sick. Getting sick. And we want to help. Yeah, this is, you know, I'm glad you had a successful event. I want to get into the Love Kitchen about actually, you know, oh my goodness, they turned on a burner, you know. So how the man feels about that.
The Love Kitchen is a young lady that runs it. She really has a great heart. She's out there. She's working hard. She works hard for the community. This was a big help to her. The issue is that you get the same people showing up every day or have you with their hands out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are they doing for themselves when everything is being handed to them?
Learn how to freaking quit having things handed to you.
Right. And I had so many people calling me, well, do you take food stamps? No, we don't. And let me explain to you why. And so I tell them. And I say, this is a co-op. We're purchasing a truck. And everybody pitches in the same amount of dollars and they get a portion of that truck. And if somebody else doesn't put in their dollars, then somebody else has to pay more. And we don't go by that concept. So if you want to participate, then I've had people call me, well, what can you do for me? I'll tell you what I can do for you.
And let you come get your food.
$15, exactly. For $15, you can get 60 pounds worth of food. That's what I can do for you.
Yeah, but that's like, I got to give you $15, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're changing the mindset. And then people are there not feeling like they're on charity, or they're just like, hey, man, I got a deal and I'm here and we're all, you know, partying at the sale of the blowout sale if I get food. All right.
Yeah, and they're saying, I'm a part of this, because it takes everybody to make it successful.
Well, what I was talking about, I didn't know what you called it. Maybe I'm not talking about the Love Kitchen. I'm talking about, you know, your cooking facility and the ability that you have in the space there. And then if you're doing soap, I mean, I see Donna, that's what made me think of the soap thing, is that you have, you know, 180 people come there to learn how to make soap. Well, it's like a thing. I mean, you know, you got to heat it this, and you got to do that, and add this, and blend in that, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's not like a big giant thing, but it's always nice to have somebody show you. We had, what was it, Janine Zucker? Yeah, Janine Zucker, she came and helped before she moved. Is she back now? No, she's still gone. She moved up to Montana, I think, or something. But what happened before she left, a lot of the women, they're like, oh, no, 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 no. Get your butt over here and show us how to do this. And Donna and them, they bought it in bulk, and they just started making soap, best thing ever. Now they're getting in the hand. She's testing out a bunch of different hand lotions. She hadn't been happy with what she's got yet, so we'll get that one. That'll be added to her mix. You know, the different lip balms and the blah, 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 whatever all the other crap she does. And I'm going, okay. So I do not... I'm waiting for the toothpaste. Now, I got black tooth powder. That works really well, but... You know, the problem there is it's a mess, man. So I don't, and you don't need to do it all the time. You do it a couple times a week, man, and you're freaking done. So so I'm looking for a toothpaste, and she keeps adding stuff. And the thing is that when you can train people, show them, and have the facility to do it, I'm wondering what guy with the clipboard is there saying that.
Well, we haven't had the guy with the clipboard show up yet.
Oh, they're sitting in the wings.
There's somebody
who's going to say something. They're just, hey, I got clipboard ready. Just somebody tell me what to do it, and you're going to have political foes.
And then here's the beauty of it. I got 500-plus people in the community that'll raise hell at that point.
I know. I'm just, you know, this is going to be an interesting battle with an experienced person such as yourself. Oh, that happens to be a city councilwoman. Okay, we'll talk about it. Here we go.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence, Dara Venetian. Oh, it's a, I guess you're calling it the Love Kitchen, but it's kind of, you know, Arizona Liberty Foundation sponsoring of the, kind of, how do we refer to this?
Well, the kitchen itself is called the Liberty Kitchen. The Love Kitchen is another organization, and they're like, they provide food for the homeless or food for those that are financially disenchanted.
So if they want to give out kind of a credit slip, if I get, and there's my $15, fine, knock yourself out, but that's not part of what you're doing.
No, what we did is we raised money for boxes, and then they came and picked up their boxes. The Love Kitchen came and picked up their boxes.
Okay, but you guys actually paid for, and it's a co-op, everybody pitch in and done, and if you want to do it as a chat, that's your problem, give me $15 a box, and it's all good.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Now, this is my question. The foodfreedomandselfreliance.org. Foodfreedomandselfreliance.org and spelled out. Okay. Now, this effort, when you have this facility, 8,000 square feet, if you're seeing some pictures up here, the warehouse space-like thing, and I'm going, okay, I go in and I want to learn, hey, you're making this, yeah, we got class here, we got seating for 180 people. Come on in. We're going to learn how to, you know, skin rabbits or whatever the heck we're going to do. Uh-huh. Or make soap. You know, that might be better. So you go in and you say, hey, but they got to have a hot plate of turning on and a thing and a vented kind of, I got a clipboard that you're not allowed. You know, so I'm just wondering, in your position as city councilwoman, might not suck, you know, being part of this. Is it in the city limits of Pine Top Lakeside? Is it in your jurisdiction? Is there a county thing? Okay. So there is somebody, you had one of your fellow councilmen there come in, and she's going like, damn, you know, we got to nip it in the bud. We're going to have to get them under regulation of fill out a form or something. What happens? Is that possible?
Well, It's possible. But then I hit Facebook and they try to shut me down again. I'll scream at the top of my lungs once again and I'll say, this is what your town is doing to you.
This is awesome. Yeah. Okay, so I'm, as a Liberty community down here and the meetups and all of us, you know, all the guys. So I'm going, okay, if this was a, let's say the third Saturday in January, and we wanted to come up and just be of service and bring our kids and grandkids and help and do and participate and have a booth or whatever, how much space out of 8,000 square feet? That's pretty big. You know, how many spaces do you have for merchants, vendors there?
I figure I can do about 40.
40? Okay.
10 by 10.
What's my permit I got to have to be a vendor?
$25.
And what's my government permission slip?
Well, that's up to you if you want to go down and register.
Oh, I don't have to have a permission so I go in? They're not going to be doing a sales tax thing? Or I'm sorry, you didn't get the city approval of something?
So I'm not the tax police. That's up to the individual vendor, not me.
Okay, now, in the past, whenever this kind of thing has happened, it's always, I mean, Rogers Campground at Porkfest, there's always somebody showing up, hey, man, where's your vendor food of the blah, 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 some kind of, you know, permit, and then it gets followed around with a video camera by Ian Freeman. But, if I go up there and I'm, hey, here's my, how much does it cost for me to get my 10 by 10?
$25.
I go, $25, this is me right here, and, I get to do whatever the hell I want to do. Is there any limits or something? I mean, I got Leo Magpok, homesteading guy. I mean, is he butchering rabbits and quail in there, or you draw the line somewhere?
We got to draw the line somewhere.
Where's that line? Oh, you line drawer?
Right. What we've done is the only limits we have thus far is that it has to be related to food, freedom, and self-reliance. So health.
Rabbits, right? Are related.
Rabbits, yes. Rabbits are related. And I actually did contact a potential vendor that to do rabbits.
Well, Leo's got cages. That. So Leo, he's got the cages for the quail, he's got the cages for the rice, he's got that. He wants to bring in, you know, he'd probably do it outside. It's called the food trailer or something. He's, you know, creating an entire aquaponic I pull up and I got food for the community forever of self-producing whatever thing. So this is, okay, the reason things like jackalope or a lot of these freedom things really work is because they're allowed to. And what happens, somebody, you're going, whoa, we're getting kind of outside we got to stay within the, lines of, something. And I just need to know where those lines are. Sometimes it's good to have, somebody gets to say no, and it's like, it's our property and mine, and you're not allowed to be a butthead. And then, what about firearms?
What about them? They were there.
Well, I mean, does somebody get to have a table? we be trading.
We already have one. Military surplus. They already have one.
Okay, so I could go there and buy and sell my gun at your thing.
Yes.
Score. That is so. Yeah, don't you guys wish you lived in Arizona? Okay, so this is, I can bring my tactical of my medical kit if I went. We know a bunch of guys, that would have, they have these medical packs. And they go to all the gun shows and so on. I know these guys, and they could take a small version of a 10 by 10 of here's your medicine and how, and get your pack and buy here or make your own, and here's a list of to get the pack and fill it up with and kind of, and do that. I can get them to go just to go and see what it's like and check it out, and it'd be an education thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Yeah. That's the ticket. Okay. So then what are some of the things you think was missing that you'd like to have as one of the vendors, or some of the information that was out? Like you get a whole bunch of Adam's Freedom Book or something.
Right. Well, you've already hit a couple. One of them is the medical side. I definitely want that in there. I want a baker. And somebody who teaches baking. I know that sounds kind of interesting, but there's a reason behind that. I would like to see just more things that people make and how to reproduce those things that they make. So entrepreneurship. I really want to foster entrepreneurship.
They need to make a cheaper solar water heater than I did for my fish. This thing was like $1 billion. Of course, I went Hollywood. Yeah. But if somebody up there can make, I mean, you make it and better than me. It took me a long time. I need solar or something.
Yeah. We have a solar and wind guy. He's already there. He teaches classes. He shows people how to make solar.
Score.
We already have him. So those types of businesses, and I want them to be Arizona, preferably local, where they can reproduce those businesses and show others how to create a system and how to duplicate that system.
Aquaponics.
Yes, I would love aquaponics.
Maybe
there's actually an empty building right next door that if I could get an aquaponics person to go in there, company to go in there and create enough food for the entire community, then we wouldn't be relying on the truck.
You know, I know the guy. You know, endlessfoodsystems.com. He's got it hooked us up and we promote, and he's, you know, doing his thing. That would be of most interest. I shall have you guys talk to each other. Now, I don't know what the financial incentive for him, to, I mean, other than he's just a good, you know, Christian guy that'll take care of business and help you out and make it worth something. But I'm wondering, yeah. You know how fresh this produce is? We just picked it off of the thing right here, and we just pulled it out of there. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fresh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about electrical power to this building? I mean, you know, there's an electric bill, I would imagine. So, you know, put some solar panels on top.
Yeah, there you go. And what we've done is we've gone around and we've gotten sponsors. And so we have a guy who is wanting to run for county attorney. And he has a law firm, and he's a constitutional county person, and he wants to get his name out there, and so he's paying the electric bill.
Ah! See? Okay. So is he a constitutional county kind of a libertarian guy that we might like, or does he need beaten
yes.
around the head?
Nope, he's a libertarian thinking attorney, yes.
Wow, this is, this is how, you know, and how much of the city council had to do with this? How much government is involved?
None. Outside of me.
None.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the years has already happened.
Okay, I want to know, when we come back, whatever you want, we'll give out the web page a bunch of times or whatever else you want to talk about, but okay. I can think of a lot worse things than every third Saturday of each month throughout, God forbid, the summer, that people want to go up and help, but I can see who is in charge. Is it Dara?
Yes.
Okay. Because I can see what's going to happen. They go, ooh, look at all these people. We need to take advantage of seating. It'd be like all these kids that are invading the campuses that don't even go there, and you're not, are you PC, bro? I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, it can't be allowed to continue to be successful without some kind of pushback. So and then you have people that, you know, they're concealed carry, they're just kind of, you know, they're just a word of peace, you know, kind of guys, you know, it's John, Matt, Ernie, Bim, kind of just taking, we're all, man, don't be hating, bro. I mean, you know, it's just kind of, you know, because you know there's going to be some kind of, you're not giving it away, what about this person that can't afford the 15? I mean, it becomes a political, you know, lightning rod. So,
well, if they can't afford the pay,
well, it doesn't matter whether they can or not. They just make up a thing.
Sure.
You know, you're just too successful. They can't allow that to happen.
Well, come after me.
I'm just. You know, what's the plan? Because you got a guy running for county attorney, you said?
Yeah, county attorney.
Okay, what about his opposition? What's he going to say? Hey, man, you need to get a permit.
Probably.
Yeah, you see my point?
Well, I mean, I have a permit for the building. I already got that.
It's not what you got. It's what you don't got. What don't I got?
Well,
I don't know. We'll make it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All the more reason to have a county attorney. See, if they come after you, it's like political judo. You're going, go ahead, come after me, man. All right. We got to think this ahead of time because here it comes. All right, here we go.
It's coming.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Love is but a song we sing.
You know, this is such a great idea, and I've been through this before. So many great ideas like this come, and what happens is, damn it, that's too great an idea. They don't see that they need, the people, they're learning how to, like, take care of themselves and stuff. It's like, no, oh, hell no. Oh, and you have paying the electric bill just to, you know, hey, man, I'm a good guy. I'm with you, and I'm kind of in peace and stuff, and I want to be county attorney. What happens with the opposition? See, here you have a guy who wants to be county attorney, and he's helping these outlaws, and they're not obeying the law. We got to have the law. We got a law somewhere. And so the campaign, is he willing, especially if he has a law practice, is he willing to come out and say, hey, man, you know, if I was county, I wouldn't be prosecuting this kind of stupid stuff. Well, you're violating your oath. The guy becomes political. It's always political. So here we have a political Dara Venetian up there, you know, a city councilman, you know, there in Pine Top Lakeside, you know, a community of 4,200 people or something, and you got like 25% of the people, you know, or like 20% of the people showing up to this thing. Man, that's power. That is power. I mean, that is real people. Not just money I bought for it, I paid for it, I got a license, I got a clipboard and a shiny badge and a gun. That's real people power. Man, it's a lightning rod. So then you got to bring, you guys want to play? It's called social media, which Dara be good at that. So I'm going, all right, here we go. So think about in the future. It's going to be, the election is November. It's going to be, you get through the holidays. They're not going to be messing with you too much in the holidays. You start getting a little feel of it in January. You know, February starts getting spring. Somebody going to explain it to you. You got to, are you ready? Are you ready? Where are you going to go with this?
Well, we got the attorney on board, so.
Running for our county attorney. That doesn't suck either. Okay.
That doesn't
Unless
suck.
He turns. What kind? Tell me about this guy. Is he a turner?
I don't think so. I think he's pretty solid. And he's helped us guide through getting this up and going from the beginning.
Really?
The concept.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he's here. He was running the Wheel of Freedom on the day of. He's talking to people and to everybody who comes through the building. So here's the beauty of it, is that he's in there talking to his voters or potential voters, and they don't even know it yet. You see?
Yeah.
So he's actually in the community talking with people, having a conversation every third Saturday, you know, 500 to 700 people.
As long as he's in with the program of liberty and freedom, kind of in peace and voluntary, not being a scumbag. I mean, you know, don't you think we should? Yeah, I'll give you that in the kitchen sink too. So I'm just, so how libertarian or you're oriented Republican of Ron Paul, Lovolutionary, whatever, what's his bona fides?
He's on board.
All right. Mm-hmm. So why would he want to be county attorney?
Because Constitutional County Project. How do we take it back? How do we take it back? We
now
have to have a strong
guy.
County attorney. We need a sheriff. We're talking to a potential person for sheriff. We'll see. We need a sheriff. That's for sure. We need a county attorney.
Dara Venetian
right
for
judges.
Sheriff.
Yeah. We need the right judges.
Dara.
We need the right county supervisors.
Dara for sheriff. That'd be awesome, man. You'd be
that'd be
pinup
funny,
for sheriff. Yeah, pinup girls for sheriffs. That'd be awesome. I mean, you're kind of cute. Okay. I can see that. All right. Yeah. How would you wear your hair? You know, as a sheriff, would you wear a uniform? Would you wear a uniform? Would you? Would you? Would you?
Yeah, because my 110-pound soaking wet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be fun. See, this is, you can have fun with this, and this is, I'm. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. That's the first thing.
Absolutely.
But there is a threat. Up there in northeastern Arizona, a lot of people don't realize there's a big battle over the groundwater, because there's an enormous aquifer and everything, and the feds are like, hell no, we need to control. It's all about the sustainable agenda, rule you crap, that you're getting a big, giant dose of. In fact, that was one of the things that we focused on in the newspaper that we did, and kind of, you know, made sure it got fully distributed up there. And the thing is that you can see this control. It's not just a county or the state. It's international, global, galactic, we rule you crap going right there. And how do you break that? How do you circumvent that? How do you start from the ground up with food? With food, yep. Say, hello, we're freedom oriented here. I don't know. The man might not like that.
Well, if we don't do it, we don't get the information out there.
So, oh, this is awesome. All right. Yeah. But you're in the battle. I mean, you're feeling this. I mean, you know this is, you're setting up battle lines here.
I know.
Okay. Well, there are those.
I've been doing it, setting up battle lines for a long time now.
Yes, you have. I mean, to the point that when you do, you're sharing with the people what's going on Facebook and so on, they came after you. Tell us that
real quick,
that story.
Well, I mean, I was just went to Facebook because obviously the newspaper wasn't going to print anything because, you know, they're in bed with the town. So, yeah, they weren't going to print anything. And, then, of course, the radio stations aren't going to touch anything that could be seen as negative. So I went to Facebook and I just started telling people, hey, here's where your money's going. Here's what's happening in your town right now. This is the They went in and shut me down 3 different times on Facebook, and they actually tried to censure me. The council came after me. They didn't have enough support on the council to actually make it happen, but they tried to censor me, which basically is a public smack in the face, but I didn't care. What are they going to do?
I know.
I'm elected.
The government doesn't do anything. The government has said they don't like DARA. Oh.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, wow.
And so, you know, I'm out there saying, no, we should not be paying for a bus system. No, why are we doing this when our roads are falling apart? Why did we use our roads money to pay for all of these other things like employee salaries and employee benefits? And all of, you know, that's where the most of the budget goes. And then you come back and you say, well, it was a loan. Only government can do that. Right?
No, this is a common thing. This is what happens on the court side. This is what happens all around. They have the highway fund of we get the money, and they just take that money because they can, and it doesn't go
because
to where it needs to. They just pay in salaries, and then your road and your infrastructure falls apart. And you go, didn't I pay for this? Well, yeah, but we need to do a bond of the kind of municipal and paying you owe money for a lot. And I'm going,
and then they had the nerve to come back and say, well, now we want to do an improvement district. And what that is that there's 10 people on the road, and if 6 of them decide that they want to improve that road, everybody has to pay for it. Right? They're going to force you to pay to fix your own roads after you've already paid for them. And so, yes, I'm out there exposing that information. And no, the town didn't like that.
Along with a basket of food.
Yeah, here's the basket of food to go with it.
And by the way, you know what comes with this basket of food? Oh, is there printed literature that goes in it?
Well, we haven't got that far, but I do see that happening.
Abso-freaking-lutely. They need a Freedom's Phoenix newspaper in there.
Wouldn't they do?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know, we did 10,000, and I have probably, you know, I kept in reserve because they're really good for a lot of stuff, but I only have about maybe 300 left. If I took those and if I don't use them for something else, if I get them up to you, they might get distributed because they were good. Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah.
I like them. Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing it again. You don't even have to change it that much. Just update some stuff and promote your food thing. You know, so I'm going, okay. We might, yeah. I'm feeling it. Well, that's, are you getting support from the meetup down here? You know, they want to come play?
I haven't, no. But I haven't really gone in that direction, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, what, are you kidding me? What about the Constitutional County thing? I mean, they're probably in. Same thing.
They're in, but we had, Matt Papke was up here. He was running the booth.
Very
Jim Roy,
cool.
You know, these guys. So, they're participating.
That sounds like a freaking party to me, man. I want, that'd be a good opportunity for us to take some of the older grandkids, go up there, and they, you know, get them to work for 3-4 hours of get to see and this. Because we did that, you know, the other kids have, you know, gone to different things and participated and did the, you know, I sponsored a kid in Ethiopia kind of on their own. They did and different stuff or donated to PBN, you know, whatever they got on some list. And I'm going, you know, this is, I was never real super enthusiastic because I just didn't trust it. Something like this, a pure voluntarist kind of keep the man out, even though you're elected official. I'll let you slide on that one. But the, you know, this is something that, you know, we can support as a community and somebody that we trust like Dara to do this. And it dovetails right in with, oh, we didn't even talk about it. Home educate. Well, how'd that go in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm feeling it. This is going to be something that I think can be a regular part of just what makes Arizona, Arizona, and we don't have to do nothing except make it a little easier on Dara. And she's already got a lot of support. She's got a facility, got the electricity paid, got the community already demonstrated the participation and got the media outlet, man, it's ready to go, and all we got to do is just hip a little bit, and it keeps getting... And the webpage is foodfreedomandselfreliance.org. Okay. At least in the archive. All right. So is there anything else that we should share with the archive here real quick?
You know, we were talking about a booth, and one of the ones that I would love to have, I just don't have time to run it myself. I use the Ron Paul curriculum for my kids for homeschooling. If we could have a homeschooling booth, which is kind of difficult because many different programs.
I got pushed back really heavy on saying that. School? Okay. You want to school them like a fish in school? Home educate. I got to change the logo that we're doing for the signs and everything. it's home educate, educate yourself or home, whatever the heck, except schooling. I mean, everybody and their mother jumped on me for saying that. So,
yeah. Ron Paul curriculum.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be just
for
that.
For home education, whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at what we're going to do. I'm thinking about how do we do that? And it's kind of getting so much. We got School Sucks podcast and the School Sucks Project with Brett Bonat in New Hampshire. We have tragedyandhope.com. They have great stuff. You want to know what the hell's going on, you go there. We have Ron Paul stuff. We have the Khan Academy. I'm not a big... Khan Academy, they have an hour of coding. You can learn how to code. I'm doing it with my 6-year-old granddaughter. She's learning the code.
Yeah. With the Khan Academy with my kids.
But, want you to be on their permanent record of we get to see into the brain of how fast this particular kid... I'm not real comfortable with Bill Gates got that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they also want your immunization record.
Or Khan Academy?
K-H-A-N Academy, yes.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, when I was doing I was doing it through what was called Sequoia Homeschooling. It was like a Sequoia network, and they used the Khan Academy. And now, maybe, you know what, I may have misstated that. No, I don't think.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me because I didn't even go through the. Well, you haven't filled out your complete whatever. You ain't getting it. You know, you got me registered. Yeah. You know what? I'm Ernie Hancock at whatever the hell, and all my grandkids use the same account and suck it. They go, man, you're really smart this day. You weren't this day. I'm going, because it's your permanent record if it goes to Bill Gates. And I'm like, supposed to feel good about that. So I'm a qualified kind of, I make sure everybody knows up front, you know, what's going on with Khan, if we include them, if we even include it. I haven't made that decision yet. Mm-hmm. But there's so many resources, Mises and so on, that I want. So what we're going to do is we're going to use Freedom's Phoenix as the main page that they go to on the QR codes and our Defending Archimedes project, and then just list everything there, as opposed to making different signs, which was my original concept. I'm just going, it's just going to be too complicated. So we're finishing up. It was supposed to be turned on this weekend. It keeps getting pushed out, the new formatting for the front page. And once that's done, that's why I finally got to where what URL I'm going to, the code that we're going to use. But so we get the art done and all that. So I will hopefully, we might be able to help you with December's. And okay. If we can do that or get somebody to man it or go up, and I will encourage and we'll have at least a volunteer or two.
What would be great would be like a how-to homeschool, how to home educate both. Because most people just, they don't know how to do it. I mean, that's
the biggest
hurdle. They don't know what the goal. They don't know where to begin.
Inspire the kid to want to learn something again tomorrow to add on what you taught them today. And if you can do that in 33.6 minutes, you're done. You know, yeah. I sit down for an hour with Kaylee. God, what was it? It was Saturday night. You know, a friend of mine sent this to me because I'd been screaming about it. You know, how, you know, in that pork fest, I was making a big deal because somebody give me something. And he sent this to me and he said, here it is. This is what you were talking about. So I went and looked at the first, 15 minutes. I go, oh, this is good. It starts, you know, this is a mouse. This is a cursor. I mean, that kind of thing. So we go through it. And she just talks about it constantly. And then I took her to see Tomorrowland. She's first grade, and their project was write a thing on you made an invention. Okay, you got to do this invention. So what did she come up with? A Rice Krispie box painted black with shoulder straps that you could put it on your back. And it had two 2-liter bottles painted red, hot glued to that, and it looked like a jetpack. Boom. Done and nothing. She goes in, I made a jetpack. Man, how many kids? She's like, oh, it was a favorite to everybody on that. Why? She was inspired. So this is what we're building here. And with the coding and this kind of stuff, how much do you got to teach someone every day? You just got to inspire them to want to learn something. You know, so I'm all over this. I think that would be my contribution to this, is whatever I can do to help with the education and inspiration of, and I, that would be a good thing to take my grand, because I go, yeah, we just want them to be excited, and I could, do a something. We have just like a little booth that has all these jetpacks that are out, and rocket ships and stuff, and all this real stuff, flying cars, real stuff that they have no freaking clue. The old DVDs that we pass out, and I mean, just, yeah, I'm there. Okay. So we'll go ahead and come up with something. And and if we can get there this coming month, then we'll make that a goal, if not certainly by January. And it's an excuse for us to go out and play in the snow anyway.
Yeah. It's a nice time of year.
All right. So save me a spot. Okay. I want save a spot. Freedom's Phoenix, help kind of something spot. Ernie spot. give me a spot. And even if I don't use it this month, I'll, give you, $25 because anyway, coming soon or something. But anyway, we'll work it out because I don't want to add more activist crap during the holiday. Donna's already mad,
She's like, Donna's already mad.
Yeah, well, you got to go, hey, man, it's my holidays, damn it. So we're doing good. We'll do it. So let's plan on January for
sure.
Are
we still on the air?
We're archive recording, but yeah, I got to go here in about a minute and a half.
Okay. All right. Call me back. I got some stuff I want to talk to you about because I think this is going to take off even more, but I just want to conceptually discuss some things with you.
Okay. Making a note, call Dara back.
Yes.
All right. I'll call you back after the show.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Dara. Good job. Bye.